Jack of the Wood, the Gloria Darlings, from their new CD, Come Home to Me. And joining me in the studio is the full lineup of the Gloria Darlings. It's Millie and Pandy, and the bass player's name, remind me again.
Ben,
the bass player, Ben Fox. Millie Raccoon and Ben Fox, and so it must be, what, Pandy Panda?
Yeah.
She's not sure where I'm going with this. I'm not going anywhere, but I do have to say...
we like that we're woodland creatures.
I have to say, I really love the new album. Pretty much every song is strikingly good. So congratulations on it. How did it come to be? Tell us the story of this album.
Well, I believe we might have played some of the songs when they were first written here on an in-studio.
Mm-hmm.
And we raised money through Kickstarter and recorded at MDC Studios in Seattle, Washington with Michael Connolly, and he produced it. And he's a wonderful musician himself and has produced Blackberry Bush's albums and Squirrel Butter, some other bands that play similar genres, so we knew that that was the place to do it.
What I love about this album is there are places where you could literally be on stage at the Grand Ole Opry with the Carter family. The songs feel that old. And there are others like Jack of the Woods that are you could be on stage at a fantasy and science fiction convention or at Fairy Worlds. That there's this interesting blend. I mean, what do you listen to? Where do your ideas come from? Where do you find songs? How do you write songs? You know, where do the Gloria Darlings find their music?
We listen to a lot of old country and bluegrass, and we do listen to Carter Family and Bill Monroe and also newer folk artists. And I think our own songwriting, though, comes from our own experiences, so we're influenced by that style. But
and we both read a lot, and I tend to read science fiction, fantasy, along with music biographies.
Well, you mentioned before we went live that Charles de Lint, that sort of magic, well, it's not magic realism in the literary sense, but realistic, magical borderline is a place that this song seems to come from.
Yeah. We met Charles and Marianne. When they do book readings, sometimes they do music sets, and they called us up when they were in Seattle to play with them.
Oh, my.
Fun. Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. You're on tour now, sort of, and traveling cross-country. I was reading the Register Guard article, and as near as I can tell, you're sort of doing a seasonal migration tour combination.
Yeah, definitely. We went to New Orleans last winter and enjoyed it so much. We're going back again, and we just released this album and trying to do some follow-ups with all the stations that have been playing it across the country. It made number 64 in the folk DJ list for June.
Wow, congratulations.
Probably lots of thanks to this station.
So. Where do you're playing Saturday Market this afternoon and then going on to the Axe and Fiddle?
Axe and Fiddle tonight. Gloria Darlings and Gin Jars with Irene and the Hobos from Oakland, a band that we know from Folk Alliance.
Ah.
And then Arcata area. Three shows in Arcata, Eureka, and Blue Lake. Down Highway 101, a couple stops. Bay Area, Arizona, New Mexico, New Orleans.
Last time you were here as a duo, so you should probably introduce your third member to us. We've met Millie Raccoon in the fiddle and Pandy in the voice and guitar. Introduce Ben.
Well, Ben most likely was playing with us at that time when we were at the in-studio. I think he just didn't come down that weekend. Ben's been playing with us off and on for about 2 years, more steadily for the last year. We kidnapped him, talked him into coming to New Orleans a year ago. And he's a very versatile bass player. He's in demand. He also repairs basses. So.
Oh. You're paying him in beignets and hot, strong chicory coffee, I take it?
Really, he can play any instrument you put in his hands.
Yeah.
Even if he's never heard of it before.
Boy, don't people like that just burn you?
No, I love him.
Well, we should hear the three of you together live in the studio. What will you play for us, please?
This is a Carter Family song called Lulu Walls that we learned from a friend in New Orleans. Sitting by a fountain all alone, I lifted up my head and we began to chat. She said she'd love to see me at her home. Such a star I'd never seen, she's as pretty as a queen, perfect as an angel from above. If she'd only be my wife, I'd live happy all my life with that aggravating beauty, Lulu
Aggravating beauty. I gotta say, I love that description. Where's that song from, please?
The Carter family wrote it, so it's from that time period, Appalachia.
Wow.
It's got a lot of funny little lines, and I always thought it was strange that he wants no one else to look at her, and he's going to build walls around
yeah.
his yard.
So they would be Lulu Walls Walls?
Yeah.
Wow.
And John Prine does it, and a lot of people think that he wrote it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It does have a real kind of contemporary feel to it for some reason, but it's a wonderful, wonderful song. You are touring with the Gin Jars, and in fact, part of the group's overlap. Millie, explain this to us while Pandy surrenders her microphones, please.
Oh, well, we have an efficient little system here where the difference between the Gloria Darlings and the Gin Jars, besides the repertoire and musical style, is Joby and Pandy. Because Ben and Millie both play.
Well, what's the difference in musical styles?
Maybe Joby wants to introduce his musical style. Or
Joe, would you be kindly do that? Joby, please.
Most of my repertoire gets pulled off of, a lot of old 78s that I found and other things, friends. But it's mainly blues and jazz stuff that I do in ragtimes.
Banjo is the lead and the fiddle
Yeah, I lay down a, rhythm with a banjo. I mean, banjo was originally a jazz instrument because it was the only string instrument to be heard over the brass.
Ah.
Pretty much.
So it's kind of, a dobro in a way is the same way. It's self-amplifying with the
yeah, that around that same time.
Skin lid and hollow body.
Yeah, they invented the Delbora brothers invented mm-hmm. the resophonic guitar to be heard over the brass, and then but the blues players picked it up because then they could actually be heard. Their playing could be heard on the street corner.
What are you gonna play for us today?
A song written in 1931. I forget actually. I just looked it up, but now I forgot. Who wrote it? I mean, once your memory goes, forget about it. But,
I think you told me Walter Doyle.
Walter Doyle, that's it. And
who was Walter Doyle? What do we know about him?
I don't really. Other than he wrote that song, that's pretty much about it. But it's about an overweight stripper in Egypt, and the story is that she used to work in New York as a dancer, and then gained so much weight that nobody would come and see her, so she got fired or left, and then moved out to Egypt, and out there they've never seen anything like it, so she became like this huge success. So here's a little song about it. Want to hear it? Here it goes.
Egyptian nail love. Thank you.